Here this month in Philadelphia. It just airs today. The stage set for the NFL's annual Thanksgiving triple header with all three games featuring some big divisional matchups. The NFC North leading Bears visiting the Lions in Detroit. NFC East leading Redskins playing the Cowboys at Dallas. The NFC South leading Saints seeking a 10th straight win hosting the Falcons in the nightcap. Remember, we never take a holiday, either on the air or online. Find us at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More now on Northern California's huge campfire, which, as we told you, has killed 83 people. Gene White, among the lucky ones, making it out alive, and spoke to USA Radio's Wendy King about the rescue of her mother.
Praise the Lord. My mama up in Magalia, she's 89. She couldn't, the power went out, so she couldn't get her car out of the garage. So she left everything and walked out with trees blazing. And she was found on Preston, covered head to foot in black soot by an angel, this man in a truck. I have no idea who he is, but he picked her up just as she was saying, God, you can take me now, because she thought that was the end. And he picked her up and put her in his truck and brought her down the hill. You know, and in your head, it's 9 o'clock in the morning, and it is darker than night. And your head is trying to figure out how come there's no light. How come there's no light?
Again, that is a campfire evacuee, Gene White, speaking to USA Radio's Wendy King. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success. This is America's program that introduces you firsthand to our country's outstanding entrepreneurs, CEOs, and members of the Forbes 400 list, and where they share with you their personal journeys of overcoming obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. Well, folks, today we are honored to welcome back a good friend, who has been with us several times before. And as a matter of fact, when I was starting up in my first year with this radio program in 2002, very green and very nervous, he was willing, and I still don't know why, but he was willing to take a shot and come on the air with me, and he's been a good friend ever since and a good supporter of the show. Jim Perdue is chairman and CEO of one of the most successful family-owned businesses in America today, Perdue Farms, which is also, by the way, recognized as the number one branded premium fresh chicken in the eastern U.S. As always, we enjoy tracking the successes and challenges of Jim and Perdue Farms. Let's welcome our friend Jim Perdue. Jim, welcome back, my friend.
It's good to be here, John.
How have you been?
Been very good.
Yeah?
Absolutely have.
Chicken business flying?
Oh, it's always got its challenges, but it's good to be in the food business. That's something that people are always going to need.
Isn't that the truth? Those are some of the lessons, I guess, from the Great Depression. You know, as long as you're in the food business, people have to eat, right?
Absolutely. And that's one reason I think we've always, you know, we've weathered economic downturns before, you know, because of that, I think.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess it's food and funerals, right, Jim?
Food and funerals?
Yeah, you can't stop either one. But, hey, we are glad you're with us, and I also want to thank you for most enjoyable visits in the past, coming down and see Perdue Farms, where it all began, and what you're doing today. And, hey, Jim, for the listeners, if there's anybody out there left in America who may not know the brand name Perdue Farms, can you give us an overview, a snapshot, Jim, of Perdue Farms as it exists today, like the big picture? How big, how widespread, the products, number of employees, whatever you want to share.
We're in the both the agribusiness and the poultry business, and we have we're about number three in chicken as far as size in the United States. About 22,000 people work in our company. We're divided into two groups, really: the foods group, which includes turkey and chicken, fresh and further processed and frozen products, and then an agribusiness, which is, you know, agribusiness for us is $1.5 billion business, and we have elevators from New York State to Florida, and we have three soybean crushing facilities and oil refinery for the soybean oil, and we also have a port where we ship, you know, over 100 vessels a year to ports around the world of commodity grains. So, And Dad did the agribusiness years and years ago because we wanted to originate as much corn and soybeans on the East Coast as we could, because, of course, the majority are grown in the Midwest, and it's very expensive to ship them to our operations here in the East. So having an origination of soybeans and corn from local farmers was an important part of the business, and it continues to even become more important today because of transportation costs.
Well, not only that, my guess is, as I've studied your operations over the years, it's amazing from generation to generation, from year to year, things continue to change and you adapt, and you take a leadership position in this industry. But I also venture to say, knowing the Perdue family over the years here, Jim, and watching you, that it's also quality control by being vertically integrated, in addition to the expense of transporting the raw goods to process the chickens. It's also controlling each step in the quality of the chain. Am I correct?
Absolutely. And the poultry industry, the chicken industry in general, was vertically integrated early on, you know, back in the 40s and 50s. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but we established as an industry contract growing. So the people who raise the chickens are independent farmers. But we own we have the breeding stock, the baby chicks, the feed, and the service, veterinary services that we provide, and then the farmer is paid according to performance. As juxtaposed to, say, the cattle industry, which is totally independent, where you have cattlemen who raise the cattle and then they sell them to a feedlot, which then sells them to a slaughter facility, or the hog industry, which is only about, you know, maybe a third contract growing versus the poultry industry, which is 95% contract. And the importance of that is you can, as you said, control the quality from the breed that you use all the way through the feed that you feed, and the way they're raised, which is very important. Because one of the main things about quality is consistency. you know, that every you can depend on it from one bird to the next.
No question about it. And that is, like, especially as we talk today in this current year, Jim, that is one of the greatest fears of all consumers is quality control. People don't want to get sick. And unfortunately, we're seeing what the other industries are going through, especially vegetables right now. They can't trace the problems of the salmonella. Which is another reason why you control, I believe, if I'm incorrect, let me know, from the seed, from the grain, actually to the waste, and then you're even productive with the waste for every step in between.
That's right, and in our industry, I think that is going to be a benefit as we move towards traceability. You know, and there's a big move in this country called COOL, which is country of origin labeling, where, you know, they want to know, and of course it's very important, as you understand, in the cattle business, where you may have a calf operation in Canada that sells it to somebody in the U.S., and they want to trace that cow back. With us, it's much easier. We actually, you know, have our breeder stock, we have our eggs, our hatcheries, so we can trace back pretty quickly where things are.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And you also, now you're selling to what, more than 50 countries around the globe now, Jim?
Yes, we sell about 18% of our volume to international customers around the world. And it's not only things that people aren't interested in eating here as much, for example, chicken feet and turkey tails and dark meat, which is more of a international has value internationally,
sure,
but also even starting to produce products for specific customers in specific countries like Japan, or that want a very specific size, for example, on a fresh chicken leg. So we have offices in Shanghai and Hong Kong, and we have a joint venture in Russia. So being global is very critical in this industry now. It's hard to not have an international business and survive.
I would say, do you have any particular challenges over there? Or do you have extra tight control in places like China or in that part of the world? Because I believe that our cleanliness and our quality standards are much higher than the rest of the world.
U.S. chicken has a very favorable imagery, you know, amongst, for example, the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually... We do sell rotisserie chickens, for example, in Shanghai, and we promote the Purdue name in there, and that it's a U.S. Brand.
I love it.
So it does enhance the products. And, you know, the danger or the thing that is an issue internationally is, you know, for example, a few years ago when we had avian influenza, and some countries actually almost, you know, their chicken consumption almost went to zero. That certainly impacted our international business, and that can cause problems. And, of course, that can come at any time because you're dependent upon the governments and of these other countries to control, you know, that particular issue.
And that is a challenge, I know. When I was moderating the summit in 2007 at the Economic Summit at the Wharton School, one of the chief topics we talked about was ethical relativism from country to country, and that can be a challenge. But... you know, that's your advantage. Their loss is your advantage because that brands you as having the top quality. And by the way, when we get back, Jim, I want to talk to you a little bit about some of the first that you, your family, Purdue Farms has done. Folks, talk about innovation and leadership. You're going to get some wisdom and some anecdotes today that the Purdues have done to actually lead the industry, not only in America, but many countries around the world. Our guest today is Jim Purdue, the chairman and CEO of Purdue Farms, doing several billion. Our last count was close to $4 billion. We'll be back with more wisdom from Jim Purdue right after this.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Well, here we are again, and I got to tell you, Jim, this match has me really concerned.
Here we have a powerful heavyweight, a train, weighing in at 6,000 tons. And this hasty, lightweight Challenger, a car. At just 1.5 tons?
This does not bode well for the car. Or the people in it.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. I'll tell you, folks, I've been around the country to about a half a dozen universities who are using our interviews now as teaching materials and intro to entrepreneurship. One of the questions I'm commonly asked is, what are the secrets of the Legends of Success? And I will tell you that one of the greatest secrets, or one of the obvious attributes, they always surround themselves with the brightest and most successful people they can find. And I try to share with you that that is the value of listening to the show each and every week. You cannot find more successful or brighter people than our legends, and we're so honored to have them. Today we have Jim Perdue, the chairman and CEO of Perdue Farms. Jim, before we took a break, we're talking about some of Perdue's firsts. You know, to be a leader and define yourself as a leader, you obviously have to have some first in the industry. Take the Perdue name. Give us a couple for Perdue Farms, a couple of absolute firsts that you and the family have introduced to the industry.
Well, you know, we started processing where we controlled it to the final end of the vertical integration, or to the package and the product, in 1968. Mm-hmm. And then, Dad, of course, started advertising in 1970, and that in itself was somewhat of a first, certainly in our industry, where the spokesperson was the owner. And the CEO, basically, of the company. So, and he actually had quite a long running. He did it, I think, for about 30-some years, which I think is probably one of the longest-running individual representing his product in America. But, he started a lot of special things. For example, a money-back guarantee. That was early on in the year 1971 or 1972. Not only that, but had an 800 letter writing, and he put an advertisement out one time, a TV advertising. He said, tell me what I'm doing wrong. Basically, I can take it. give me the things. I can't do anything about what's good. Tell me what's bad so I can fix them.
Sure.
And he got we depend actually to this day on about 3,000 to 4,000 hits a month, mostly on the internet or 800 numbers. Versus letter writing, but that is still, I think, a fundamental part of our company is finding out what's wrong by people who have issues. And hopefully we also get calls about what's good, and we do get some calls on that too. But
sure.
But also, you know, the USDA Grade A Shield, to this day, I mean, we still put that on all of our, most all of our products, which is not necessarily the practice in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And that just means that there's a certain number of inspections that a USDA grader does in the plant. And then, of course, we go beyond that with about 22 additional steps beyond the Grade A label. Nutritional labeling. We were the first to put nutritional labeling on our chicken, our fresh chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, today, nutritional labeling has become a critical part of the consumer's decision-making process. You know, when they're choosing a product, and also more recently, we have wellness centers. We call them at all of our processing facilities, basically now, and cooking facilities. And what a wellness center is, it's a facility where doctors in the community come into that facility. It's actually a building that's attached to the plant. The doctors from the community come in. The people in the plant, the associates, make appointments, basically, to see a specific type of doctor, whether it's an OBGYN or a foot doctor or a general practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
We pay them while they're seeing the doctor. So they come off the line, they're working, and while they're waiting and while they're seeing the doctor, they're being paid. And then there's, of course, other things that go beyond that, the prescription programs and that sort of thing. But what it's done is it's reduced our overall health cost, in the sense that we're about flat or a very mild increase in health costs compared to a 15% to 20% industry-wide increase. And actually, we got recognized by the Health and Human Services of the United States for a large company award 2 years ago for health based on the Wellness Center and the other programs there.
How long does it take when you're introducing things like this that are steps in leadership? How long does it take before your competitors respond and try to replicate what you do?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think we've had more response from probably the food companies, consumer packaged good companies, than actually the poultry industry itself on the Wellness Center.
Mm-hmm.
And so our medical doctor, who we have on staff full-time, who's started their program, is really in hot demand to talk to different companies. You know, to put in similar programs. And you know, and it's the kind of thing where you're not going to see benefits the first 10 years.
No, that's right.
Where you really start to see the benefit is when you start to avoid chronic diseases like diabetes, you know, high blood pressure, which leads to problems, premature babies, of course, which lead to problems. And because we're self-insured, it's a win-win. It's better for the associate, and, of course, it saves us money if we can prevent some of these chronic diseases from developing into major issues.
Sure. Now, self-insured, are you part of like a captive offshore, or are you your own self-insured?
We're self-insured.
You're not part of a group.
Not a captive offshore, but I'm not sure what that is, but we're self-insured here in the U.S. So we pay whatever somebody happens to somebody, we pay the cost of it.
Yeah, that's incredible. Well, you know, and that just shows, because self-insured, the only folks that can really be self-insured successfully are those that drive the claims down. And in turn, those are the ones who are treating their employees properly or better to have less claims. So it's a positive cycle, I would guess. But a couple of the other firsts that you've introduced and your family has, Jim, the Perdue name was really the very first name to ever go on a chicken. I mean, before that, it was just chicken for sale. Am I correct?
That's correct. Yeah, it was a commodity product, just like an orange or a peach. And what Dad did is he identified basically about, believe it or not, 25 things on a whole chicken that can separate you from the competition.
Mm.
And he said, we're going to be the best on those 25 items. And those items could be things like bruises, they could be feathers, you know, they could be scrapes, they could be tears in the skin, it could be color. All those things we worked hard on to be the best, because we were asking more money for our product, and there had to be something there that was worth the extra 5 cents a pound, for example, or 10 cents a pound that a consumer was paying.
Sure. Now, and I understand, folks, you'll find this interesting, and I remember you telling me this before, Jim. Tell the folks how he came up with those 25 points. He went on a little road tour for a while, didn't he?
He did, yeah. When we bought this plant in 1968, it took only about 6 months to renovate it and for us to start processing chickens. And in that 6 months, he went to New York City and he talked to the experts. And who were the experts in New York City? They were butcher shop people, because he understood that they were the best purveyors of quality in meats. And so he went to butcher shops and said, you know, basically, of course, these would be also potential customers. And he said, what is it you want? And it wasn't rocket science. I mean, it was accurate weights, good ice coverage, you know, no feathers, you know, just basics. And so Dad, you know, Dad was one of the people in the In Search of Excellence by Tom Peters.
Sure.
And the reason he was in there was specifically for that, because back in the 1970s, it was very unusual to go to the customer and say, "What do you want?" Now today, you know, you can't be in business if you don't do that. But back then, it was somewhat unique, and what he understood is if he delivered on those things, mm-hmm. the customers would pay him a premium.
And he was a consummate marketer, wasn't he? He never gave up, always in the limelight. I mean, to put a brand on, folks, you know, Purdue is such a great example here in the history. You don't just put your name on it; you get out there and you walk the walk. Am I right, Jim? He did everything he could.
Well, absolutely. He spent, I'd say, 80% to 90% of his time in the market, going from supermarket to supermarket, and he loved to be in an office of a buyer, you know, like at a Giant or somebody, and they say, "Look, Frank, you got a problem with this and this and this," and he'd say, "Fine, you got a phone?" And of course, there weren't any cell phones back then, so he'd pick up the phone and he'd call down to the plant, and he wouldn't even talk to the plant manager. He would talk to the guy in the department where that particular issue, you know, was going on, and he'd say, "What is going on?" You know, and part of it was a demonstration to the customer, because you know it's frustrating as a consumer today. How do you get action, you know, when something's wrong?
You're right, and there's too much of that crap going on, Jim.
Yeah, and so here's the owner calling down, and you really feel comfortable it's going to be fixed, and that's very reassuring to a consumer. And, of course, the second thing is it did get fixed. You know, my argument to him was when I was a plant manager, he wouldn't call me. He'd call my department guy, and I'd say, you know, Dad, you're going to fix that for a day or two, but if you call me, I'll fix it for good, And it was always a wonderful argument that he and I would have is, who do you call to fix it?
I love it. And, folks, what we're hearing from Jim Purdue is exactly what we first really articulated, got from Jack Welch a couple of years ago when he was first on the show. And I said to Jack when I visited him, or I asked him in Boston, "Jack, what is the most important single attribute, if you could only pick one, for success?" And he said, differentiation. What Jim Purdue, what Frank Purdue, what the Purdue Farms, the Purdue family has done, and what you must continue to do in your own business if you want to be a leader like the Purdues and all the other legends we've had on the show, you must differentiate compared to your competitors and contrast to them. When we get back, we'll find out more differentiators, more leadership roles, and what's new at Purdue Farms with Jim Purdue. I'm John Resnick, and you're listening to Legends of Success.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this Thanksgiving, the death toll in the Camp Fire has risen to 83, with two more bodies found yesterday. A CAL FIRE spokesman says when it comes to structures destroyed,
total structures destroyed, 18,431.
The annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade stepping off in New York City on what's one of the coldest days in its history. This parade goer says to Fox News,
"I have three pairs of pants on, thermal shirt, sweater, and two jackets."
This Thanksgiving 2018 also marks 55 years since one of America's greatest tragedies.
President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
News legend Walter Cronkite announcing the assassination of JFK in Dallas. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
We're back on Legends of Success, visiting our friend Jim Perdue. I think this is probably the third, fourth time Jim's been on. And what we enjoy most of every time Jim Perdue comes back is we're following the growth, innovation, and leadership skills. You can never get enough in 1 hour. It just can't be done. Before we took a break, we're talking about differentiators. And Jack Welch really drilled that into my brain when I first met him, spoke with him, and have interviewed him. And he said that is the most important attribute, if you can only pick one, aside from the other obvious things, integrity and client above self, those things. But the differentiator of being different is the most important attribute in success. So we talked about a couple first from the Perdue family. Another one I wanted to bring up, Jim, is I believe your chickens really were the first to appear on the shelf that were yellow. Now all the rest were white. Am I off base or do I remember something like that?
Well, actually, you know, the word differentiator is interesting, and Dad used the term unique selling proposition. And today in the company, if you use the word US, or the letters USP, everybody knows exactly what that is, and that's unique selling propositions, and which is differentiators. Mm-hmm. And you're right, yellow was something that he wanted to push. Actually, yellow chickens originated in Maine. There was a chicken called the Lipkin, I think it was, chicken, and there was a Penobscot roaster out of Maine, out of Penobscot, Maine, and both of them were yellow-skinned, which is actually the natural color of a chicken, is yellow. And the reason is, if they eat corn, they'll get a little bit of yellow from the xanthophyll in the corn. And as opposed to a turkey, I don't care how much corn you feed it, it can't turn yellow. So obviously, genetically, it's destined to be white. A chicken can turn yellow if it's given the diet that it originally probably ate. We give it marigold flour from Mexico, which has more xanthophyll, and it heightens the bloom and heightens the yellow, and that became a differentiator. The equivalent to me is a salmon, you know. And John, I think I've told you before, a salmon, the natural color you expect on your plate in the restaurant is pink.
Sure.
But salmon are white meat if you don't give them one component, and that's shrimp meal. Unless they get shrimp meal, which has a red pigment called astaxanthin, they won't turn pink. So if they eat the diet that they naturally eat when they're out in the ocean, which is small copepods and other shrimp, they'll naturally turn the color that God gave them the ability to turn. And so that's my argument for yellow being the natural color. People who want a white chicken can't feed them corn. They've got to feed them wheat or sorghum or milo, which has no xanthophyll.
Yeah,
they have to feed them a diet that keeps them away from the natural yellow color. But it was a differentiator, and he used that as a way to tell a Perdue chicken. Not that it's not healthier. It's just within the Perdue world of chickens, if you see a white one, there's something wrong with it because it didn't absorb that xanthophyll.
Amazing. I always thought you must have been shoving dandelions in them or something.
No marigold.
Marigold, all right. Whatever. It works, though, you know, and talk about differentiator. If we start going back and we talk about how your father, Frank Perdue, an absolute icon in this industry, actually in America, we look back at his attributes. Originally, we've got Perdue Farms, folks. If you're wondering, was founded by Jim Perdue's grandfather, Arthur, back in 1920. I think he hired his first employee in 1930, Jim. And were there any unique attributes or founding principles that Arthur had that you absolutely kept from generation to generation, or have they changed?
No, absolutely. You know, we have four values that we talk day in and day out with our associates, and that's quality, integrity, trust, and teamwork. And the first three, quality, integrity, and trust, all originated with my grandfather, Arthur Perdue, for sure. He was as honest as the day is long, and you know, a very religious person, and the whole idea of quality, he would always go out and find, and of course, he was in the egg business initially, not the meat business, but the egg business, and so he would go out and try to find the best hens, and he'd go to Oregon, Maine, wherever it was, that he could get the best quality baby chicks that would produce the eggs that he thought were the best eggs at the time. And the other thing he did was still frugal. He was extremely frugal in his dealings. The stories of him cutting a square out of his old boots and using those as hinges on the doors in the chicken houses are examples that back in the 20s and 30s, you know, during the Depression, before and after the Depression, you had to operate that way in order to survive. And also hard work. I mean, Dad always, talked about how Arthur Perdue would be up at, 4:35 o'clock to start cleaning the slats underneath the hen houses, and of course he grew up in the same way, and that's why he was such a hard worker. So the values that original founder has, are very, very important to a company. You may change your strategies, you may change your vision, your mission, but you don't change your values. They have to be consistent, throughout.
Sure. And I admire you for that. I didn't know, because sometimes people say, well, things evolve over time, but your bedrock principles should never be shaken. Am I correct?
Absolutely. And today, to this day, integrity to me in the company means that if we tell a customer we can do something, then we've got to do it. And that means if he orders a 1,000 boxes and we told him we can get him 1,000 boxes by tomorrow, we've got to do it. And that may mean we have to run a plant on an extra day or whatever we have to do. But we told him we'd do that, and we have to come through.
Well, and I'll tell you, in this day and age, I'm not a pessimist, or I wouldn't have this program, Jim, as you know. And you and I have known each other for a number of years. But it is, in a realistic, a sobering note, it's sad to see such a lack of customer service these days. It just offends me and everybody else out there that has to put up with it. And, folks, all I can say is that when that happens out there, you must differentiate and contrast and be the antithesis of that lack of caring. Am I right, Jim? It's just a shame. I don't know why it's slipping. What do you think it is?
I don't know if it's cost, short-term thinking, or what, but you're right. I mean, I think that's something that, to us, it's a bedrock. It not only permeates the organization, but people's bonuses are dependent upon service. And so people watch it very closely for that reason. And not to, we have a Walmart's a very big customer, and we were the supplier of the year this year at Walmart. And
wow.
It doesn't say that; it just says that for to get that award there was a prestigious award, because they're very, very tough in what they demand of their suppliers. And it's something that we try to aspire to day in and day out.
And that's a brass ring, because everyone knows Walmart is tough. Jim, when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about how you and your father worked together. And, folks, Frank Perdue is an absolute icon. Let's find out how this father and son team worked. Did they get along? Did they not get along? Let's see what else we can learn about the dynamics of a successful family business. I'm John Resnick. We're on with Jim Perdue today, and this is Legends of Success.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
The most original success stories in America with our country's greatest entrepreneurs, billionaires, and acclaimed individuals. They are the legends of success. Once again, here's your host, John Resnick.
Jim Perdue is our guest today. We're so happy to have him back. Jim's been with us almost every year since we started the program. Before you actually joined Perdue Farms, you made a decision for whatever reason to say, I'm not going in the family business, I'm going elsewhere first. And I wanted you to share with me how that decision was made, and was it, on a personal side, was it a healthy decision for you to go elsewhere before you worked in the family business?
Yeah, actually, I basically just came out of college and went right to work in the business, just because that was the easiest thing to do, I think, and that I'd worked in there in summer, so it just made sense. But it became very evident to me in the first 6 months that I wasn't very happy, and, you know, the main reason is, at the age of 22, I didn't have a lot of self-confidence, which a lot of, I think, people that age, suffer from, because you're not born with it. I think you develop it, and so the only thing I knew for sure is I wanted to get out, and the only other interest I had was aquaculture, growing animals for food. And in the sea, and so I left and got a master's degree in marine biology, and then worked in an oyster hatchery for a year, and then went to and got a PhD in fisheries at the University of Seattle, where they work a lot with salmon and oysters and clams and different things. So I didn't do it I did it permanently, and was my original thought, but after I was out in Seattle, I think I felt like I was be more challenged, I think, working in the business. So I decided to come back into the business at that point in 1983, and don't regret the decision at all to come back. Because by then I think I'd had a few successes and felt comfortable, and it seemed like the right thing. And to this day, we encourage the next generation, which I said there were 12 G4s. To work outside the business for 3 to 5 years, and then if they have an interest, to consider it at that time, because I think it's important for them to go find out a little bit about themselves before they, come to work in the business. I have two boys and a girl, and the boys are out working other places. One's in L.A. and one's up in New York City, and my daughter's teaching. So. And I hope they come back, but if they do, I think they'll be better prepared by doing it that way.
I'm John Resnick, and you're listening to Legends of Success.
If you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, this may be the most important 60 seconds for your retirement. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we transform typical portfolios that depend on speculative growth into portfolios that generate sustained retirement income for life. And right now, we're offering the latest book from our founder, David J. Scranton, Return on Principal. Plus, as an added bonus, our retirement income kit, packed full of valuable information, absolutely free. So if you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, call 866-913-1234 right now for your free book and retirement income kit. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. In retirement, it's all about generating enough income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is our middle name.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Now, back to the Legends of Success. Once again, here's John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success, visiting our friend Jim Perdue. Now, when you originally left, I mean, your father, Frank, it takes, you know, the old slogan, it takes a tough man to make a tender chicken. He was known as being pretty strong-willed. I'll bet he must not have been very happy when you left.
No, it was a very emotional meeting, I will say that. But he was also a very good salesman. He was, and he didn't stop selling, you know, for the next 8 to 9 years. So, and when he knew I was getting close to finishing up out in Seattle, you know, the sales calls increased. But you know, he's also a very, very smart man, and had a lot of good points. And at that point, I was my only other choice was to teach in the university. I didn't definitely want to teach in the university out there, so I came back in the business.
How was Frank to work with? I mean, he was a huge icon. What was it like with father and son? Was he a good mentor? Was he intimidating?
You know, I'm going to tell you, he was a terrible mentor.
Really?
And I, you know, you wouldn't think so, but the problem is he was his management style, you know, was such that if you came to him for some advice, which is what a mentor does, gives advice, he would say, well, this is what you need to do. And he would tell you, you know, number one, number two, number three, number four, this is what you need to do. You go, okay. Well, before you got back to your office, there'd be a memo saying, where are you at on number 1, 2, 3, and 4?
Oh, jeez.
So it wasn't only, this is what you should do, but you will do that, and I'm going to monitor it until you do all four things. So what you learn real quick is not to go ask for another piece of advice, because otherwise, you know, you'll be spending your whole life doing that. So it's an interesting dichotomy, you know, that somebody's experienced as he was. People weren't always that gung-ho to go to him for advice, and he never could understand that. But I think it's just part of his management style. Whereas good mentors, you know, they say, okay, here's your problem. You know, it's your decision, but you can think about these four things, mm-hmm. you know, and then good luck on your decision. Why don't you let me know what you decide when you finish, you know.
Sure.
But it's an interesting thing about management and mentoring.
I'm willing to bet you're a very good mentor because you try to make up for what you did not receive.
I'm a good mentor because I'm not as smart as he was. I wouldn't know what the 1, 2, 3, 4 to tell you to do. So I can suggest things to somebody.
Oh, sure.
And, but it's true. I do, you know,
uh-huh.
It's funny. When we transitioned in the company, Dad was the CEO,
uh-huh.
and I became CEO, and he became what he called the COH. And you know what COH is?
No, I have no idea.
Chief of Harassment. That was his. He entitled himself as the COH of the company.
Oh, I love it.
And but you know, when I came in and I had a president who was our chief financial officer at the time, I'll never forget. We had one of the managers come in and say, "Look, I have this issue. What should I do?" And I remember Pelham Lawrence was the president at the time. He said, "You know, it beats the heck out of me. But all I can tell you is, you're getting paid enough money. Why don't you go out and make it a good decision by talking to your people?" And come up with a good decision and come back and tell me what it is.
Excellent.
And that was a different philosophy in the company because, truthfully, Dad made basically all the decisions. That's why he worked 18 hours a day,
right.
But he took all the risk.
What are your greatest challenges, Jim, in the next 3 to 5 years with Purdue Farms?
Well, right now, you know, the whole industry is really upside down, mainly because of corn and soybean meal cost,
mm-hmm.
and it's the number one cost in our industry. You know, with automobiles, it may be metal or labor. You know, each industry has its own primary cost. Our primary cost, 2/3 of the cost of a live chicken is feed. So we live and die by corn and soybean meal. And with ethanol, you know, going into fuel, it's driven the price of corn from $2 a bushel to $8 a bushel when you include the basis. You know, as opposed to just 1 year ago. And for us, that's an increase in cost of $350 million just in corn and in feed alone. So it's something that the whole industry is wrestling with, and it's something we're going to have to figure out a solution to long term, which means raising prices of the finished products, you know, trying to impact our costs. You know, it's a dilemma. It's truly a paradigm shift in our industry.
Any advice you have for young entrepreneurs and students that are just getting ready to graduate and go out and attack that business world? What's the best piece of advice you can give them, Jim?
Don't want to be president the second year. You know, the first few years are important times to learn. And Dad always said, you know, try to work for a company that's hungry, you know, one that's growing dramatically. Because that's where the real challenges, you know, will be, and where you'll probably learn more about your abilities, you know. But take the time in the early parts of your working career to learn, and you know, when it's like when I became prematurely, truthfully, from my experience, you know, the CEO of the company,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot more pressure. You know, there's a lot I would love to have learned before I got there that I had to go back and fill in the blanks as best I could. And so, you know, there's a time to learn and a time to enjoy, you know, the promotions that come with that and with the experience.
Sure, absolutely.
And the second thing, like I said, is seek out, you know, companies that or businesses that are growing, are dynamic, that have exciting leaders, you know, because that's where you'll probably get the most potential out of yourself.
Absolutely. And what you're saying basically is if you had 3 job offers and one paid the lowest but had the greatest potential and the greatest future, forget the paycheck when you're first joined. That is not important in the beginning. Yeah, I know you're hungry out there and I know you got to pay your bills, but at the end, stick with that company that has integrity, great values, and great upward mobility. Right, Jim?
Absolutely. In other words, think long term,
yes.
Not short term. Don't go for the short-term highest salary. You're right. Think about long-term. The salary will come, but you'll be a much better business person as a result.
Good. We wish you the best, Jim. I also want to thank you so much for your friendship and your support of our program over the years.
Absolutely, and you got a great program that communicates a lot of good information to folks, John. Keep it up.
I also want to thank our team at Legends of Success, but also Julie DeYoung and Sherry Mahalik from Purdue Farms for assisting me in setting up Jim's interview, because he's such a busy guy, it's hard to track him down anymore. Michael Parks, and of course, each and every week, the intelligent and beautiful Billy Resnick. And most important, folks, thank you for tuning in every week. I sure hope we're inspiring your lives and making a difference. You've been listening to Legends of Success, the most original success stories in America. I'm John Resnick. We'll see you next week.
Missed part of this week's great Legends of Success interview? No problem. You can hear each week's show online on our website at legendsofsuccess.com.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And happy Thanksgiving. The holiday could be the coldest on record in the nation's east, and wind chills making it feel even colder, as the tens of thousands lining the streets of New York for its annual parade well know.
Go to the Ninth Circuit, and it's a disgrace, and I'm going to put in a major complaint, because you cannot win, if you're us, a case in the Ninth Circuit.
President Trump complains after a federal judge blocks his order that denied illegal immigrants from requesting asylum.
This was an Obama judge.
In a rare public statement, Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts took issue with that statement. But on Twitter, President Trump then insisted there are indeed such things, saying Obama judges have a much different view than the people who are charged with the safety of our nation. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump's apologizing, saying he's helped create Thanksgiving traffic jams on America's highways, tweeting that the big story yesterday was that he pushed hard to get gas prices so low that more people are driving for the holiday. Trump tweets, "I have caused traffic jams throughout our great nation. Sorry, everyone." On this Thanksgiving, USA Radio's Robin Walensky has been speaking to people at an eatery in Fayetteville, Georgia, about what they're thankful for this year.
I'm thankful for my children.
Here at the Tavern, Restaurant, and Bar in Fayetteville, the majority of people say they are thankful for...
for my family, my beautiful family.
Others thankful for police and the president.
I am thankful for our first responders. They're an integral part of our society.
I'm thankful for the way the country's going right now, as far as Donald Trump and what he's done.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
And this is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, enter promo code USA, that's promo code USA.
The death toll from the Camp Fire in Northern California now stands at 83, and evacuees from that area have been served a Thanksgiving dinner. That was yesterday, as we hear from